coming up tonight is an Ask UAS presentation on their own, support for and acceptance of Putin in Russia by Professor Brandon Chapman. That starts at 6:30 tonight. Here to tell us more about that, we have Shelley Tabb and Brandon Chapman. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Maria.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Ask UAS. This is a continuing series.
Yes, it is. So I'm Shelley Tabb, and I'm the library assistant at the campus library up at UAS. We are open to the public. So if you have one of those library cards with the extra tough on it and you use it at the public library, you can use that library card at the campus library as well. So we hope you'll come up and see us, especially tonight, December 11th, 6:30 p.m. Brandon Chapman is going to be talking about approval of Russia or approval of Putin in Russia. But let me tell you about Ask UAS series. So it's our speaker series, and we have them once a month during fall and spring semesters. And we have experts in our community and on campus talking about a whole variety of topics. We have had people talking about zombies in nature. We have had people talking about edible seaweed, a wide variety of historical topics like the internment of Japanese Americans. So if you're interested in learning more about our world and history and all kinds of things, Ask UAS is definitely for you, especially since it's free and open to the public. So, so the presentations are usually, only 45 minutes to an hour, and then we open it up for questions from the audience. And this is our last one of the semester, so we hope that people will bundle up and come out and see it. It's bound to be a really, really awesome presentation.
Okay, and Brandon Chapman, tell us, I'm kind of interested in why this topic was selected.
Well, this is my research. I'm an anthropologist. I do research in other cultures, and over the past few years, I've had a number of years now, I've been interested in travel through and parts of what is Russia, the former Soviet world, part of the world. And so I actually gave an Ask UAS back in March of this year on this topic. So this... I had so much then I didn't get to all of my research, and so this is basically the extension of that. In March, I talked about the 1990s, which was a major sort of collapse for Russia. It was a time when the Soviet Union had a major transition occurred from socialist authoritarian state to a basically democratic free market state. And this caused a lot of problems that still persist today in the politics. And so that's what I'm talking about now this evening on campus here on December 11th about my research with Russians and how those historical experiences shape current attitudes about government, politics. That includes Putin and all the rest. So.
How long has Putin been in power?
Since August of 99. So that would be, 19 years now or so? He was technically out of power from 2008 to 2012. He had finished a second term. He got out of power, put somebody that basically agreed to eventually get out of power again to put him back in, Dmitry Medvedev. So he came back in 2012. They extended the presidential terms to 6 years. He just had an election this year, 2018. So he's now in power until 2024, technically, and then we'll see what happens then. It's kind of a lot of speculation about what's going to happen then. But that's the future, so this is now, but yeah.
And, not to speak of the whole discussion that will happen tonight, but what generally is the trend for people's feelings about him?
Sure. Well, so I call this, for a reason, support and acceptance of. So there always has been a decent level of support. You look at polling in the country consistently since 99, early 2000s. You look at other forms of evidence, and generally we see maybe up to, half or so of the population supporting, pretty actively supporting Putin. That fluctuates a bit, but generally it's around that. But then you also have, my argument is that, we're not going to see any major political changes or coups or revolutions anytime soon in Russia, even though it is a semi to full authoritarian state, because there's also a lot of sort of passive, what I would call passive acceptance. And that's what I'm going to talk about this evening, is that because of the historical experiences Russians have had, they, much of the population is 45 and older, middle-aged and older. And they what did they experience in their lifetime politically? They saw the collapse of a major world empire, the Soviet Union, a socialist authoritarian state. And they also saw within a decade, the 90s, also kind of the collapse of a free market democratic state, basically the opposite. You had two ends of the spectrum. They both failed. And so the argument is, and I'll show this in my research and talk about it this evening, this will be the main point of it, is that this has caused people to be, well, if we remove Putin, we remove the current power, what are we going to replace it with? That could also fail. So it's sort of a passive acceptance. They can, you know, Russians are very good, very thorough at outlining, you know, the corruption in their country, a lot of the problems, even with Putin himself, but they're not necessarily ready, many of them, to replace him with something, if that makes sense.
And in doing this research, you spent time with the people.
Yes, well, and the specific research I talked about in March and I'm talking about this evening is surveys I've done, questionnaires with Russians. And yes, full disclosure, my wife is actually from Rostov-on-Don, which is a major city, over a million people in southern Russia and one of the major cities in the country. And she's gotten, you know, one of the reasons I've gotten into this research as well, is, you know, through her interests and through her experience. And so, yeah, we have a sample of Russians from across the country, including from there. And so, yeah, that's what we'll be reporting on, is a 30-question survey, essentially, that was done.
About how many people did you survey?
Anthropologists, we go in depth. What we call, you look at like political scientists, economists, they do like, you know, big surveys where they ask just a lot of small questions. Anthropologists, we do more in-depth questions. We want very long responses, in-depth responses to things. So you get smaller samples, smaller number of respondents for that reason. So it's about depth. So we have 67, pages long of, you know, each person asking these sorts of questions about political attitudes, what were your experiences, you know, historically with your politics in the 90s, Soviet Union collapse, that sort of stuff, and that's where we get our evidence from. So it's a pretty robust survey. So
gives us different people from all walks of life.
Yeah, oh yeah, we've got we did 45 and older, and many of our respondents were pensioners, what we call retirees, you know, people on pensions, K-12 teachers, people in various, you know, businesses, mid-management, upper management, engineers, a lot of different people. So, and it's across the country, all the major cities represented. So it's a pretty robust sample. And so I'll talk about that, too, as I lay out the, you know, talk about the discussion, lay out the results this evening and all of that. So, yeah.
I think those are my questions, unless there's something else you wanted to add.
I just wanted to add real fast that we, even though this is the end of the semester, so this is the last one, so you definitely don't want to miss it, we are pretty much booked up for spring semester. So if you haven't liked and followed us yet on Facebook, look up the UAS Ketchikan Campus Library so that you can get updates on our upcoming presentations as well.
Okay. And if someone is interested in giving a topic presentation, who do they approach?
I would love to talk with them. If they wanted to call me at the library, 228-4567, I'm always interested in new speakers and topics.
Okay, and it sounds like you're booked through the spring,
though.
Next season.
Yeah, the seasons come up very fast.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And again, tonight, Ask UAS presents On Their Own, Support for and Acceptance of Putin in Russia by Professor Brandon Chapman. Again, that starts at 6:30 tonight at the UAS Ketchikan Campus Library. It's free, open to the public, and they always have snacks.